Hey there, and welcome to the very first podcast that I'm actually recording in the year of 2023. It is time for Focal Points, brought to you by Enphoto. My name is Dori Howell, and I'm glad that you're here. And I figured since we were entering into convention season in the photography industry, I would do an episode all about my photography conference survival tips and tricks. So let's get started on the Focal Points podcast. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone, and you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. Now, truth be told, I love photography conventions. I've been to many of them. I've spoken at many of them. I've been a part of them for almost my whole entire photography career, which is coming up on 15 years. Which I can't believe I've been in this business 15 years now, but it's one of those things where I love the idea of escaping to a different location and meeting with people who do what I do full time and connecting with them and seeing that we're all the same and meeting all the people that I see in Facebook groups and coming together and getting new ideas and all of the just everything that goes with it, meeting the vendors. I love it so much. But I remember my first convention, which was probably about 12 years ago, I went to WPPI in Las Vegas. Now, travel is not something new to me. We travel all the time in my family. I've always traveled. I know how to get there. I know how to make reservations. I know that part of the trip does not overwhelm me at all. I got that part down. Now, there's a lot of people who don't travel very much, and they find this very, very, very overwhelming. I'm not going to be talking about travel tips here. You can find those in a lot of different places. But if you're on the fence about going to a convention and you're struggling with like, oh, I don't know if I can leave my kids or my husband, or oh, I don't know if it's worth the money, or all those doubts and the questions that you have in your head, let me assure you, if you've never been before, you need to go. Like, you just need to experience it once. And there are the big, huge conventions like WPPI and Imaging USA. And then there's smaller conventions like SYNC and the Portrait Masters. And then we have newbie conferences and so many other conferences. I truly, truly think that getting away and really immersing yourself in this experience is one of the best things that I have done for my business. But I approach conventions a certain way. And if you're going to go to a convention, if you're going to go to an event, I think you really need to analyze what you want to do while you are there. What are your objectives? So my objectives when I'm going to a convention, I want to learn all the new tips and tricks and see what's going on in the industry. I want to connect with my friends. I want to connect with my vendors. I want to see all the new things, see the new technology, see the equipment booths, Nikon and Canon and Sony and all the things. I want to see all those things. And ultimately, I also want to relax. As someone who runs a busy studio and also who does this podcast, who coaches photographers and also manages my home with my husband and my daughter, I have a lot of balls up in the air that I juggle at any one point in time. And so a chance for me to get away from all that, I'm not going to lie, I like to relax a little bit too. So those are my four things that I want to do when I go to a photography conference. And I suggest that you figure that out for yourself as well. Before you buy that ticket, before you decide to go, or maybe you've already bought your ticket, figure out what your objectives truly are. What are you there to do? For me, it's learn, connect, see new things, and relax a little bit. And how do I do that? Well, I do it in a variety of different ways. So let's go ahead and let's get into it. What are some of the things you need to have on hand or should you bring to some of these conferences? And what's the attitude that you should have as you approach all these things when it comes to spending your hard-earned money? Because let's face it, these things are not cheap, especially if you are coming in from out of town and your airfare and maybe a rental car and all those different things. That adds up. And yes, it is tax deductible. Oh, but check with your accountant on that to be sure. But what exactly are you there to do? And what exactly do you need to bring with you? Well, let's talk about that. Okay. So here are some of the learning tools that I think people need to have with them And I think some might surprise you. So I think whenever you're heading into a conference, you always need to have something to take notes with. And as much as I love my phone and my iPad and my laptop for all those things, I also want to usually make sure that I have a pen and paper to take quick notes with if I want to connect with someone or just make a quick thing. It's not always appropriate to or quick to pull out your technology, right? So have something to take notes with. I know it seems really easy, but you'd be surprised how many times I have forgotten to do this. So it's on my list. And then I think also it's really important that you come with an open mind. You are there to learn new things. Learning new things isn't always easy. Hearing new things doesn't always make sense to us of how we would apply all these different ideas to our business. Just come with an open mind. Absorb it for what it is. Let it marinate for a little bit. Because remember, you can go home and you cannot do any of it. But at least you've gotten your pulse on what's new in the marketplace. But we're there ideally to learn. So hopefully you're bringing an eagerness to learn, an eagerness to see what's new, an eagerness to maybe see what the possibilities are, the eagerness to look past your comfort zone when it comes to what is possible with your business. Now, this can be overwhelming for some, and coming to a big conference, especially if you're coming by yourself, and kudos to you if you're deciding to do this and you don't know anybody and you're doing it on your own. That's how I have attended a majority of my conferences. Yes, it's been nice to go with a friend or a business associate, and we've always had a really good time, but going on your own can be really overwhelming. So connect in the Facebook groups. Find out where your people are going to be. That doesn't mean you have to room with them or you have to eat every meal with them, but being able to meet up with them and have a drink or have lunch or that type of thing so you don't always feel alone, you are going to be the one that has to put yourself out there to make these connections with people. So leave your fear of doing that at the door. And then another thing is you're going to see so many of the photographers that you respect out on the floor, just walking around, and you're going to recognize people. They're like, oh, I know her from somewhere. I know him from somewhere. And then 5 minutes later, it's going to click and you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I'm in a room with some incredible business people and some incredible creatives. I am not worthy of being here. And the fact of the matter is you need to leave that imposter syndrome at the door. You are absolutely worthy of being in the room. Just because someone's further along in their journey than you doesn't mean you less valuable or you less important to the conversations that happen in these convention type settings. So here's a tip. At WPPI and at Imaging USA, they have a full schedule of events, and a lot of times they double book things. So you have a choice of maybe two or three things that you can go to at the same time. Now that used to be very popular a few years ago where they would give you, it was so overwhelming. Sometimes you had three things that you wanted to go to at the same time. You had to pick and choose. I'm noticing a trend that they're not doing that quite as much. Now, especially with smaller conferences like Sync, everybody goes to every presentation together. You get to hear all of it. And some of the larger conferences, they don't do that. They double book things. So you have to decide what you want to go to. And most of these conventions, thankfully, they create an app, and the app allows you to pick and choose what you want to go to so you can create a schedule of events. Take the time to do your schedule. And what I would usually do is I wouldn't do my schedule necessarily for the whole time, but I would do my schedule for the day before. So say Imaging USA is 3 days and it starts on a Sunday or a Saturday. So Friday night, I would go through and say, okay, what's happening on Saturday? What do I want to go to? And I would see what my first choices and my second choices were. And then Saturday night, it would take a few minutes and I would do the thing that I wanted to do on Sunday. Because the thing is you can create the schedule of events, but it will probably change as your time at the convention changes. You might be able to hear someone's talk or hear someone speak or get to hear an answer that you wanted to get from them in a side conversation or a lobby conversation happening instead of having to go to their whole full presentation. Or you might meet someone and say, oh, I wasn't planning on going to your presentation, but I really want to hear it because that sounds interesting. So you'll change it around. Keep track of your schedule. Understand that the schedule is kind of an outline for your day, but you're not going to stay strictly to that schedule. It will move around. And it gets a little bit more loose the later in the conference it goes because you start getting tired and you start getting a little bit overwhelmed and like your head's going to explode if you have to sit through one more photography-based presentation. You're going to hit your limit. So just realize that can happen. So here's a tip. And I know that people necessarily don't like doing this, but say you're at one of these conferences where there's two or three presentations that you want to hear all at one time. And you read the description, you're familiar with the instructor, and you get in there and you see like, oh, this isn't anything like I envisioned. Like someone, you're going in and you're a family photographer, and all of a sudden you're in a presentation about newborns or weddings, and that's not something you have any interest in. Now, I do believe that you can get little nuggets of information from every single presentation that you sit in, but I also know that I don't want to sit in a wedding presentation. I'm never, ever going to be a wedding photographer. Never, ever in a million years. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm putting it down. I'm documenting it here. I'm not going to be a wedding photographer. I don't have a need to sit in and listen to a presentation on weddings. And if I got into a presentation and it was primarily focused on weddings, I would probably leave in the middle. Yes, I would probably walk out in the middle. And not to be rude, I would wait for maybe a pause in the presentation or when a video was playing or that type of thing. But it's okay to leave a presentation if you don't believe that it applies to you or if you're just not feeling it, especially if you had another one on your list that was showing at that same time that you really wanted to try and sit on it as well. It's okay if you leave. Now, obviously, you don't want to be sitting front and center in the front row and then just walk out in the middle. That's, you know, be subtle about it. Be polite about it. But it's okay. It happens all the time. It's really okay. So the other thing I want you to do if you go to any of these events is talk to lots of people. Really, talk to lots of people. Even if that you were just like, oh, I'd rather rip out my fingernails. I can't talk to strangers. Well, lucky for you, I'm going to have a networking podcast next week on how you can break the ice and talk with strangers, specifically for those of you who are going to these types of conventions. So don't worry about that so much. But the idea is that since one of my pillars of going to these conventions is to connect, I need to talk to lots of people. That means I need to talk to people on the trade show floor. I need to talk to people in the classes. Everyone that I sit by in these classes, I get to know who they are, where they're from, what they do. And the great thing is that everybody's there to learn and everyone's there basically to do the same thing. So it's not like you're just striking up a conversation with a total stranger. A really easy way to do that in these types of situations, like, oh, this looks like an interesting class. Who else have you heard here, you know, that you really liked? Or what did you really like about the last presentation? You're all there. You're all experiencing the same thing. Just come up with a couple questions like that. And trust me, the conversation will flow. So those are what I'm calling the learning tools that you need to have for a convention. But here are some of the things that I would say are the practical tools that you need to have. Stay on site if at all possible. And I know that like imaging is happening at the Gaylord in Nashville this year. WPPI, I think, is at Mandalay Bay in Vegas this year. Those are all big, huge properties. So number one, if you're not staying on site, it really puts you at a disadvantage because you're going to be leaving your hotel room and you're not going to be getting back to it all day. But the advantage of staying on site is you can go back and forth to your room. And you don't have to worry about Ubers. You don't have to worry about renting a car. You don't have to worry about parking or anything like that. And all of those little things that you need to worry about when you don't stay on site. So you're not staying on site because you want to save money. That's usually the main reason that you're not staying on site. Or maybe you waited too long to book your room. And I appreciate that too. But if you have to Uber back and forth one or two times a day, and then, or if you had to rent a car and you're paying for parking, because parking in Vegas isn't free anymore, my friends. All of that adds up, and all of those little things could add up when it comes to your events. So keep that in mind. Staying on site is super important. It's something that I absolutely recommend. Okay, so I mentioned staying on site. And then the next thing is go to all the events, but also get as much sleep as you can. So for WPPI and for Imaging USA, they do have evening events. They'll have like a dinner, they'll have a presentation, they'll have a party, that type of thing that everyone's invited to if you got the appropriate pass and you purchased the appropriate pass for those events. Go to the events, enjoy all the events, but understand that if you do and you stay up late every single night of the convention, by the time you get to day three, you're going to be pretty spent. Which brings me to my next point. As the week goes on, you're going to become more mentally overwhelmed. And that means that your immune system is going to be taking a little bit of a hit. There is something called, and I don't know if this is the exact name of it, but like post-conference ick. There's a really good chance that you are in this petri dish of all these different people and you're bringing in all these different germs from all these different areas. There's a really good chance that if you let yourself get very run down during the convention itself, during the days of the convention, that you will come home and you will get sick. And I don't like being sick. I don't like the people around me being sick. We also know germs have a way of, germs mean something else these days than they did maybe 5 or 6 years ago, right? So bring your hand sanitizer, avoid the conference ick, take care of yourself, make sure you stay well hydrated, do the things that you need to do to take care of your physical self so that your emotional and your mental self can be as present as it needs to be during these events. Especially like if you're doing, if you're at Imaging USA, for example, or at WPPI, and you have purchased a pre-conference class or a pre-conference photo walk or that type of thing, you're going to be there for a long time. And the mental load that you carry during these conferences is serious. And it's in absorbing all this new information, meeting all these new people, seeing all these new products, it will catch up with you. So get as much sleep as you can. But on the other side, talk to as many people as you can. Go into the trade show and literally make sure you hit almost every booth. Find out what people are selling. Find out what's new in the marketplace. This is your chance. I see so many people saying, oh, what does this sample look like? What does this sample look like? What about this vendor? What about this vendor? This is your chance. This is your chance to talk to everyone. Now, the main booth that you need to go to is Enphoto. If they are showing at your event, you need to go spend time with the sales crew there. Spend time looking at all those products, feeling the albums, looking at everything, finding out what's on the horizon and what's new and what's being promoted, taking advantage of the trade show specials, which every vendor has a trade show special. But make sure you spend a lot of time at Enphoto, but then go to all of them, because I think the best way that I learned what I didn't want to sell was going to these vendors and finding out what was available in the marketplace and what was going to be the best option for my clients. Now, like I mentioned just a second ago, is that every vendor is probably going to have a trade show special, all right? Meaning they're going to tell you, take advantage of this now, sign up here and get $50 off, do this, get 20% off, get this and get a free something, like all those different things. In most cases, they are also offering this special to people who didn't show up at the trade show, people who are at home, and they've sent that out via newsletters. So ask them, when does this trade show special end? And if you have a little time, don't feel pressure on the spot to purchase. Make sure you're making wise decisions. You don't want to spend all your money on gadgets that you really may not need, or you could have them easily ordered and sent to your home or that type of thing. Make sure everything that you're looking to purchase is something that is going to be needed for your business. And what I would suggest you do is you go through the convention center website, find out who's going to be at the trade show, and know who you want to talk to and know what you need for your business. What are you looking for in your business? So my first year of going to, a WPPI, I needed ProSelect. ProSelect doesn't run a lot of sales, right? So I went to their booth and they were giving a discount and I knew I wanted to buy that and I bought that there. Other years I've wanted to look at equipment. Other years I've wanted to look at props. Other years I've wanted to talk to vendors as far as albums, and that's kind of how I found Enphoto, to be honest with you. Many, many years ago, I found them and I fell in love with their products in person. So take the time to go through the trade show and take advantage of the trade show specials if they make sense for your business, but don't try and feel pressured on the spot if it's not something that you're fully comfortable with. Now, another practical tip is make sure that you understand how the shuttles work as far as going back and forth from the airport if you're not renting a car. I remember my first year at Imaging was back in Nashville at the Gaylord, and I was really strapped for cash that year. I was trying to be as smart as possible with my money because I was looking to purchase something out on the trade show floor that was going to be several hundred dollars. And this stuff adds up, right? We all need to make smart choices. And I thought, I just kind of assumed that the Gaylord had a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel. No, they did have a shuttle, but it certainly was not free. And so it would have been cheaper for me, I think, to get a Uber to the Gaylord versus taking their shuttle. So just watch that. Just keep track of those little things because they'll get you. And when you're on vacation, you are more inclined to spend more money freely versus if you were at home. So just know that those little things can catch up on you. All right, practical tools that you need to bring with you. Bring a portable charging block for your phone. I don't know what it is about where they put these convention centers and so forth, but they will suck your phone battery down in a half a day. And you don't want to be tied to a charging, like a plug, when you're trying to go to the trade show. So bring a portable charging block. And then the debate is, do you need business cards or not? I don't think you need business cards. Everybody connects on Instagram and social media these days anyway. Super easy to keep track of. What you might want to do is take that notebook. And if you're talking to people that you want to connect with, maybe jot some notes down and have a way to connect with them. But I remember one year I had business cards made and I made them specially for this convention. And I think I maybe passed out two. And I'd gotten like a couple hundred made. It was just a total waste of money. I haven't ever felt the need to pass out a business card except maybe one or two times. So don't feel like you need to take business cards. Okay. I have a few more things I want to share with you, but first, let's take a break and listen to this for end photo. Creating a beautiful product line to show to our clients and present to our clients sometimes can be really difficult because the options seem endless. One thing that my clients love and what I offer everyone is the Complete Set by Enphoto. It's a 3-in-1 combo product that allows me to give them a beautiful presentation box, a USB, and also a book or an album of all their images from their event or their session. And it's something that is a hit every single time. If you're looking for samples for your studio, absolutely take advantage of the 75% discount that Enphoto offers all new clients. Head over to our show notes page and grab that sample discount today. All right, we're in the home stretch of what you need to pack and bring and how to prepare for a large photography conference. And these last few tips are really more what you should bring and what you don't need to bring, what you don't need to worry about. So number one thing, I actually did a poll on my Instagram stories asking people to tell me some of their opinions of what people should bring and what they should leave at home and what they don't need and that type of thing. And I got a variety of responses. Now, tip, I ask for feedback for this podcast quite a bit on my Instagram stories. So if you're not following me there, head over to @TheDoriHowell and follow me and you can give me some input on what you want to hear on the podcast. But here's the thing, camera or no camera, what do you think? Should you bring your camera to a photography conference? There's two sides to this. Some people say, yes, you're at a photography conference. You absolutely, positively must bring your camera. And there's other people who are like, no, you'll never use it. I'm in the camp saying that you'll never use it. If you are going to a conference that does not have included and you have not signed up for any practical shooting, any like model bay type of shooting, anything that you would specifically need your camera for, you don't need to bring your camera. If you signed up for a photo walk, if you do have model bays where you can take those kinds of pictures, if you do want to get it serviced by the vendor, those types of things, and you actually have a need for your camera that you know before you go, take your camera. If you don't have a need for it, leave your camera at home. I've taken my camera to several conferences where it's never left my hotel room, and it's just a pain. It's just one more thing I have to worry about in the airports and I don't want to deal with it. You can take pictures of presenters' slides with your phone. You can do casual pictures with your phone. You can do a lot with your phone these days, especially if you have a more updated model. You don't necessarily need your camera. And this is the funny thing. There's a certain type of person that walks around the trade show floor, and I'm going to throw out some big, huge stereotypes here. And so if this applies to you, not meaning to offend, but just know that we can spot you a mile away. It's the older gentleman who has on the beige, like it looks like a fishing vest with all the pockets, you know, because they got to keep all their stuff in all their pockets. And then they have two cameras slung around their shoulder and they walk around with the biggest lenses they have, everyone at least has the 7200, and then there's either 100 lens or different variations of 400 lens. They have their biggest lenses with them, and they walk around the trade show floor. You just look kind of silly. You don't need to do that. Everybody in the room has the same lenses. Everybody has the big camera. It's not a flex just to walk around with a big camera on your shoulder. So don't be that person. You don't need to be that person. If you don't need your camera, leave your camera at home. If you have a specific reason to bring your camera, then bring your camera. But you don't need to just carry it to take casual pictures here and there. It's really not needed. So I always, believe it or not, leave my camera at home. So the second thing that comes up is comfortable shoes. Bring comfortable shoes. I know we all want to look cute and all those types of things. Let me tell you, it is no joke for the big shows like WPPI, Imogene, Shutterfest, I know where it's held. I've never been to Shutterfest, but I know I've been in the building where it is held, and it's all hard, you know, cement floors and that type of thing. Save your feet and your legs. Wear the comfortable shoes. Get the trainers on. Get the things that you don't mind standing around, you know, for hours on end. Your feet will thank you. You will walk so much. So earlier this year, I was actually in Las Vegas, not for a show. I was there from my husband's work party. We were in Las Vegas and we stayed at the Mandalay Bay. And this was before I had lost a lot of my weight, but it was the first weekend where we really felt like, okay, I can do a lot of walking here. My first day of walking, I walked 16,000 steps, I think it was, which was a huge amount for me at that time. We were walking all day, walking down the strip. And the thing is, in Las Vegas specifically, is that if you want to go anywhere, you're probably going to be walking or maybe taking a tram. The Ubers in and around Las Vegas, especially, what they do now is you can't, like if you've got an Uber, you can't be dropped off at the front of the hotel. They all have Uber drop-offs at the back of the hotel, which means you have to walk through an entire hotel just to get to where you want to go. If you want to go for a dinner, you want to go see a show or that type of thing. It doesn't matter where you want to go in Las Vegas, you will walk your feet off. Now, the Gaylord is a huge hotel, which is where Imogene is going to be. It's a huge, huge, huge hotel, but there's not a lot around it. So you need to realize that, but the actual maneuvering inside the hotel itself, you will walk so much. Bring the comfortable shoes, really. Just bring them, wear them. I remember last time at Imogene, which happened to be in Nashville that year, or no, two times ago or whatever, I ended up taking my shoes off and actually walking barefoot. My feet hurt so much. So especially it was awards night, I think it was, and we had to be all dressed up. Wear your comfortable shoes. All right, I mentioned hand sanitizer. Make sure you pack hand sanitizer. Try and avoid the post-conference ick. We don't want you to get sick, especially post-COVID, all the different things and how germs are in play. Bring your hand sanitizer. Put it on after you shake people's hands. Put it on after you eat. Put it on before you eat. Use it. Bring more than you think you need and really just don't be shy about using it. Now, the other thing is you want to bring your snacks, or if you have a certain eating regimen, you probably want to bring some food with you. Once you get caught in these conference areas, they don't necessarily have normal food that you and I would possibly eat. And stores of where you would go purchase it are not very close. Like I think the nearest Target maybe in Nashville is maybe a good 15, 20 minute Uber ride away. And then in Las Vegas, you have to go all the way down the strip from Mandalay Bay. You have to go up, I think, three hotels into Paris, past Paris and past Crystal Shops to find your first CVS. And there's a Target on the strip as well, but it's a smaller Target. So they don't, this stuff isn't readily available. If you leave something at home that you're used to having or you need to have, you might find yourself in a bind. So bring it with you. Bring a water bottle with you. Bottled water is really expensive, and I just personally don't feel like you need to be doing that. But make sure you're staying hydrated. Bring a water bottle with you. And make sure when you pack all your stuff to come that you have a big enough suitcase that you've left room that you can bring things home with you. You will get a lot of paperwork at these conferences, magazines, pamphlets, different kind of paperwork. You will get samples. You will get trade show things. Make sure you stop by Enview and get some cotton candy because it's delicious and talk with my friends there. You're going to have stuff. You're going to have more stuff going home with you, even if you don't buy anything. Right? So leave some room in your suitcase for a little bit of shopping, a little bit of information, that type of thing. So that is the long version of all the things that I think you need to bring with you for a successful conference. Now, most of my experience that I voiced here are things that I would say to the big conferences. It really depends. A lot of this information depends on what kind of conference it is, where it's located, how big it is, and you can plan accordingly. But this is kind of how it works. Now, here's the last thing that I want to share with you. So there used to be a conference called After Dark, and that was one that I went to by myself. And that was a conference where basically it didn't even really get going until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it went really, really late at night. And it was a conference where you could go see certain people, but they had a lot of shooting bays. So you would sign up to go with photographers that you wanted to learn a certain technique with. So of course you had your camera at that time. And it was in St. Louis. It's the same place in Shutterfest. And great location. And I remember one night I was in there with my two roommates who I'd never met before and, you know, coincidentally have never spoken to again. It just wasn't a great experience. So that's another thing too. When you book your room, it's tempting to save money and find roommates over the internet that you can split a room with, but that doesn't always end up well for you or for them. So just tread lightly and safely into that. But I remember there being a tornado warning in the middle of the night. We were all woken up with the sirens. We all had to leave our hotel rooms and go into the hallways, which wasn't fine, except none of us figured that we would need our hotel room key to get back into the room. And I remember sitting in the hallway and we were all just chatting, waiting for everything to be clear. And then we had to figure out how to get back into our room. And in the process, also, no one figured that they needed to bring their ID. So as soon as I knew we didn't have our key, as soon as it was over, I ran up to the front desk and I said, you know, I need a new key because 100 other people were behind me because no one thought to bring their hotel key when they were leaving their room for a tornado drill. And they said, well, I need to see your ID. And I said, we don't have it. That's a whole bunch of questions and a whole bunch of pain that you don't have to really deal with if by chance you have to leave your room suddenly for some sort of drill or anything like that. So the moral of that story is with your hotel room key. Now, a lot of them are with your apps. You can use your apps now too for that. But if you get an actual key, keep it on you at all times. You never know when you're going to get called out of your room, where you're going to leave your room, when the door is going to lock behind you, even if it's something like you get ICE. And then if you don't have your ID with you, it makes it really, really complicated. So keep your room key with you all the time so you don't get locked out. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today on Focal Points. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed the show and you enjoy the content that I'm bringing you, and I know a lot of you do because I get your emails and I appreciate it so much, would you do me a big, huge favor and rate us on your local podcasting platform? Give us the rating that you think we deserve, which hopefully is a 5-star. And we appreciate those reviews so very much. Make sure you take advantage of the specials offered to you by Enphoto. That 75% off sample discount is seriously one of the best in the industry. And it's going to be better than most of what you're going to find at that trade show too. And we will see you next time. I think we're going to be talking about networking. And I'm super excited about that conversation. We will see you next time on the Focal Points podcast. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show and we will see you next time.